Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So glad that you could join us today. Been having a lot of fun today talking about football and all kinds of events that are happening in our community. And we just completed our last little segment with Malcolm Ballinger talking about football. And we had Brian Prowitz come in and join us because Brian is going to be the voice on the radio broadcasts for UWF right here on our sister station at 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. The game, the big game's this Thursday at 6. And so I had to laugh because Brian not only will be the voice, but he also wears another very important hat around here. He is our digital marketing, basically, guru. Everybody comes to him to find out, how does all this work? So, Brian, put on that new hat for us. Or you can talk about the other hat, then we'll put the new hat on.
Yeah, go Argos, first of all.
There you go.
Probably be saying that a lot near future. To switch into the digital marketing thing that most people, to this point, have only heard me talk about.
Right.
So, yeah, today I really want to talk about connected TV because it seems like it's coming up more and more in digital marketing circles, talking about the power of being able to target your audience with something like 30-second commercials on Wi-Fi-enabled streaming television. So if you watch TV on an app, which 90% of us do now, the ability to geographically and then demographically target who sees your ad is revolutionary in some ways. It's not necessarily new. It just seems like sometimes we need to go back to some fundamentals and talk about how in the world this can possibly happen. So we're talking about, again, a 30-second TV commercial that airs on a platform that you have to log in and subscribe to, although there are free apps as well. On a television in your house is connected to Wi-Fi. That's the key. It's not broadcast. It's Wi-Fi. And we can target by geography, but then we can also get into behavioral. I mean, there's a whole list of the ways we can target people and your audience. And I know that some people are like, oh, man, this sounds like kind of weird and stuff, a little creepy sometimes. But the deal is it goes like this. Okay, we can, missed my little piece of paper here that I needed. You start with geography and your audience, and then we can show your ads to specific consumers based on their previous online or offline behavior and what they've shown interest in. So the blessing and curse of your phone in your hand is that you have the entire world in your hand. You can look at anything you want to see through apps and through Facebook and through search. And it tells the system, I guess, it tells you the phone and all of us a little bit about you, that what you might be interested in. And if you're a homeowner, if you have kids, if you have a certain brand of vehicle, I mean, there's just a tremendous amount of information that's available. Now, we don't have a list. We can't, like, sort through it and stalk you. That's not what we're doing here. That's not what we're talking about. What it does give us, though, is the ability to choose a category of consumer and advertise directly to them, including your location. That's where we say offline behavior even as well. So as you go around and your location is on, it gives off breadcrumbs, and we're able to target that back and say, okay, you might be more interested in this particular product than someone else because of the places you've been and the things that you've looked at. So that's where the behavioral comes in. And we have hundreds of categories. Listen to some of the categories that we can target. You could throw ads up on a TV in front of somebody who's interested in beer. Bargain hunters.
Would the football games be a good time to do that?
And football. This is the whole, we're looping this all together to talk about football here for sure, because that's just in the air right now. How about investors or Pinterest users or pet owners or music lovers, even nail salon regulars? So if you're selling to that audience, this is why digital targeted advertising is so powerful and is so important to your marketing strategy. It's why we're always talking about digital targeted marketing here at ADX Digital. We want to be able to sit down with you and meet you and learn more about your business, find out what you, who your audience is and where they are, in order to suggest different tools. So we have 19 ways to run our digital products, including connected TV. And many of them have this ability to target a specific audience in a specific geography, just like we can with connected television.
It's really amazing. I just find it extraordinary. But to have all those different options, 19 different options you were talking about.
Yeah, between social mirror and mobile conquesting, we can run on Facebook and Instagram, run your Meta campaign, which we're doing, by the way, for quite a few organizations here right now. With think of a carousel ad on Facebook. So you go to Facebook, and you have a series of pictures in you can do the sort of the collage. Everybody, like when you upload like 10 pictures, you get you get this thing. But you can also do what's called a carousel ad and have up to 8 cards on one post where you cycle through. I've described them using my hands to but you click the little arrow and it slides a new card over.
I've seen things like that. Sure.
And below that, there's a little bit of information and then like a learn more button.
Right.
Well, we run those for people. That's what we do. And each one of those, by the way, can have a different link that you're clicking. So if you have a retail outlet and you have 8 different things that you want to put on display, essentially, in that carousel, we can do that and send people to a different link under each one of those.
Right.
To drive people to your website. And this isn't just randomly put out there and then you never know. Mm-hmm. We have reporting that will tell you how many impressions, which of those cards did people click on the most,
right?
How many people responded. We can even tell you if they saw the ad and didn't click and still came to your website.
Interesting. Yeah. So you can kind of tweak and adjust what you're doing based on that feedback and the statistics that you get back.
Yes, right.
Interesting.
And in some cases, we're running 2 or 3 different ads for a client, and we can see which one's performing best.
Right.
Which one has been seen the most? Which has had the most number of people clicked on? So that data comes back, and then you're able to see how effective that campaign is. Everybody wants to know that ROI question. Is it driving the return on investment that I need to justify the expense of this campaign? And our job is to show that to you, and we do it through our reporting and through the way that we are able to tie into even into your Google Analytics for your website and your Google Business Profile. Lord knows the search situation is changing all the time. When you search right now on Google or your favorite search bar, AI usually kicks right in there and helps you to answer the question of whatever it is you're looking for. Sometimes people don't even go to your website.
Right.
Sometimes they'll go to that Google Business platform, or they'll click on something that shows up in search. And it's very important that you have a digital element to your marketing strategy, and that's the conversation we want to have. And it starts with a phone call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Jeff is our sales manager, and he is the starting point for a conversation so we can get to know your business better and suggest what we think might be the best way to get your business effectively advertising through digital targeted marketing.
Okay, and if you have a question for Brian, he'll be here for the next several minutes, of course, at 850-437-1620. Just text it on in, and I am sure he's got the answer for you because he's definitely an expert on digital marketing. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Glad you could join us on a Monday. I hope you're getting ready for work, or maybe you're already there and things are going great already, right? We're going to put the positive vibe out there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So Brian is here, Brian Prowitz. He is our ADX digital marketing consultant, talking all about how you can increase your business through digital marketing. And during the break, we were laughing. I said, you know, I'm not sure I like this AI stuff. That's what I told him. And I said, because I just didn't, and it's not going away, y'all. It is not going away. And I had that same feeling about text. I said, I'm not going to text. And I was just telling, I said, now I find myself having to text because guess what? Nobody listens to my voicemails anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw you call, but I didn't listen to your voicemail. I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, right.
So I have to, things are changing and I got to be willing to go with it. And as a business owner, I would say that we've got to be willing to look into this new technology because you'll get left behind, quite frankly.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ways to run your digital advertising. There are lots of options out there. our biggest thing is we just want to educate you. And most of all, we want you to realize that at ADX Communications, we've got this digital platform because a lot of people don't realize that we have this. So if you are talking to anyone about how to do your digital targeted marketing, including your niece or nephew, who might be talking to you about this, find out who's got what and how it all works so that you have more information before you sign up for something or go forward in something. And I do think about, too, the way that, especially when smartphones first came out, I remember how worried I was about turning my location on. Mm-hmm. Like, location I had off. And I probably, if I think about it, well, no, I have it on because my family can track my phone now. Like, because I have an iPhone. They moved me from Android over to iPhone now.
I know, I'm still resisting.
And now I can send videos that are perfectly clear instead of fuzzy like I used to. I was the only one in our entire family group chat that was still over here on the other side. Now I've joined the dark side, if you will. But getting more comfortable with all that. But really, from a business standpoint, and we're talking to business owners, to harness that power for your business, for your advertising, is really the point of all of these conversations. And from a business ownership standpoint, to be able to specifically advertise to people who appear to be your clients, your customers, your best, most interested audience, especially if they don't even know you exist, we can find them. We can find them through their activity and their behavior. We can even find them through lookalike lists. So we have a really great thing called website retargeting lookalike. If somebody comes to your website and then leaves your website and goes about their day, we can send ads to them. Mm-hmm. That's sort of basic digital marketing. But now what we can do is we can boil that list of people down who's come to your website and find other people that match those descriptions and advertise to them as well. So they might not even know you exist, but they fit a certain category, so now here come the ads.
Right.
And we want them to know you exist, to have several interactions with your message, to draw them to your website so that they can add you to whatever decision-making they're in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are all just elements here to digital targeted marketing. Most important thing, though, is for us to just be able to get to know you a little bit. I'll tell you, it's way more about, it's way, way more than just selling you a widget, okay, here at ADX. It's far more about learning your business and becoming a trusted partner, really, in what you're doing for your business. I've owned my own business, and I know what it's like to invite somebody into the details of what you're doing from an advertising standpoint. There's a lot of trust involved. And when we win together, there's almost nothing better than that. I think it's what gets everybody in the sales department here out of bed every day, is the chance to get to know somebody on a level where there's trust and a relationship that forms and a friendship that forms, and then the wins come, and there's almost nothing better than that. And it really starts with us being able to sit down and talk to you and get to know you just a little bit. And that starts with a phone call to Jeff Wayne, who's also a very friendly guy and wants to be your friend. 850-262-6000 to call Jeff Wayne to get that conversation started about ADX Digital Targeted Marketing, 850-262-6000.
Okay, Brian, so what if I'm a person that really is intimidated by all this because they've relied on probably newspaper ads, they've relied on different ways to promote their business. How do you help someone overcome that sort of, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing if you don't really know about digital and how it works.
I mean, we're always, always educating people and showing them what we have.
It's changing all the time,
and it is always changing. And it's easy to get intimidated or to not understand it to a point where it is just to ask for help is one of the hardest things.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoy that part of the process. And everybody on our sales team, all of our account executives, have all gone through that to some degree because it was new to us at one point as well.
Right.
And to sit down and just talk to somebody about this and show them what the potential is, that's the starting point. And you don't have to be the expert. We can keep it as simple as a 30,000-foot explanation of what different elements exist out there for you to potentially use in a digital targeted marketing campaign.
So with some of your current clients now, you've brought somebody in that maybe wasn't doing digital marketing at all, and now they've made that choice. Are you seeing their sales go up? I mean, are you actually able to see some tangible results?
That's always the goal, and yes. Yes. To be able to say, hey, yeah, actually, things have been strangely hot. You know, we've gotten more activity to our website. We've gotten leads. The phone has been ringing. We've gotten more emails. I've gotten some clients from this in the last month. That we
Magic
love hearing
words.
That as well.
Yeah.
And then we celebrate that for sure, because obviously that's what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's when we look at the report and we go, hey, we drove 1,300 people to your website this month. And also, I'm really glad you brought that up, because before the campaign even launches, we want to know how it's going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
What are the most important KPIs, key performance indicators? What are the most important things for you, and how is this going to be judged?
Right.
And then we want to focus on those things so that when we do sit down with that report, we can speak the same language and
mm-hmm.
go, okay, remember you said you wanted this many apples in your bucket, in your basket, and here's how many apples we gave you. So we're not talking apples and oranges.
There you go. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brian is here talking about digital marketing. So if you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. So pleased to have Brian Prowitz with us here. You guys have heard him many, many times talking about ADX digital marketing. But I got to put a little plug in today, because we're so excited. We're announcing this week that Brian is going to be our announcer for our radio broadcasts on our sister station, Sports Radio 99.1 AM 1330, for all the UWF games this season.
Yeah,
so
go
I'm
Argos.
So excited for you, Brian.
First game's Thursday.
So we can tune in and hear Brian talking about sports.
Oh, yeah.
Football,
I won't be talking
Argos.
About sports. I'll be hollering from the top of my lungs.
I love it.
Often throughout those games. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
So excited that is happening.
Thank you.
And, of course, you can always hear the FSU games on this station, News Radio 92.3, starting this Saturday. So lots of excitement. College football in the air.
Yes, indeed. And that means people are watching more TV these days, tuning in for all that football. The season really does kick off coming up this week, Thursday for UWF, Saturday for a whole lot of other teams.
I bring that up because you could target certain fans, right? You have that ability to actually narrow it down to certain fans that might be watching that are local.
A+. You've been paying attention. Good job.
I know.
Excellent.
I've learned a lot.
Reference. Yes, we can either target the age and demographics of a particular person,
mm-hmm.
or also go for the content side of this. So
right.
From the content side, if you're a sports fan and you just want to hit football fans, or let's say you have a home service, maybe roofing or landscaping, we can just hit the home and garden set, the home improvement set. So lots of ways to specifically target the audience you want exists here at ADX Digital Marketing, from connected TV to even video, like pre-roll, 15 and 30 second pre-roll ads. We could target by behavior. We could target by certainly geography. That's the first thing. Keywords that people use. And we do have an AI element where AI can help us to sort out the people that are not interested in the ad and target it more focused to the people who do interact with the ad and other people just like them. So I know it gets deep quick. There's a lot of details, but we love talking about ADX Digital, and it starts with a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, to get that conversation started. The second half of the year is here. It is fall. It'll be the holidays before you know it.
Right.
I hope you are strategically focused on your marketing for the second half of the year.
Okay, what's that number again?
850-262-6000.
All right, Brian, thank you so much for our ADX Digital update.
Go Argos.
And we'll be hearing you this Thursday night at 6 o'clock.